Michael Bryant, M-I-C-H-A-E-L Bryant, 12-25-50. This is a 74-year-old gentleman, divorced, going through divorce right now, has one grown kid. He drinks from time to time. He doesn't smoke. He's a retired accountant. He has a history of prostate cancer, hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, diabetes, anxiety, chronic abdominal pain, hypertension, and chronic diarrhea, period. New paragraph, patient currently undergoing prostate, he had first had robotic prostate surgery in 2015. He had recurrent prostate cancer with bony metastasis, undergoing chemo and radiation, chemotherapy at this time. He's scheduled for radiation after he finishes his chemo period. Allergy, lactose. Medication includes atorvastatin 80 milligrams, AZELASTINE, 137 milligrams, same as Astilin, microgram. Nasal spray, B-complex, vitamin D, 1,000 units, Zidia, 10 milligrams, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, hycosamine, 0.125 as needed, metformin XR, 500 milligrams every 24 hours, Remeron, 15 milligrams, psyllium, Metamucil, one packet three times a day, or twice a day, sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligrams, two times a day. He also has been on recent Bactrim DS, tizanidine, 2 milligrams as needed, prednisone, 5 milligrams as needed, lisinopril, 5 milligrams every day, tramadol, 50 milligrams as needed. For diarrhea, he takes loperamide, L-O-P-E-R-M-I-D-E, 2 milligrams a day, propranolol, ER, 60 milligrams once a day, and Zofran, ADT, OGT, 8 milligrams as needed. Vaccination is up to date. Hospitalization, was recently hospitalized for a sensory placement of a sensory device to control his urination since his prostate cancer. He's had incontinence and has required two different operations for this purpose. Review of system, positive pain, positive chronic diarrhea, seen a specialist at this time. He's lost 48 pounds. He weighs 140 now, has a history of chronic pain, has bony metastasis, as I mentioned, under care of both gastroenterologist and urologist at this time. Patient was evaluated for possible palliative care, but given his current treatment, he's not a candidate for palliative care at this time. His O2 sats. Hey, babe, can I call you right back? Yeah, I'm dictating. I'll call you right back. His O2 sats 99%, pulse is 95, blood pressure 120/75. Heart positive, small positive is 2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows and JVD, skin shows, neurological, mucosal with any lesion, neurological non-focal, muscle wasting, definitely noted. Number one, prostate cancer, status was prostatectomy, now with bony metastasis, undergoing chemo and radiation therapy. Number two, not a candidate for palliative care because of his current status and his treatment plan in big letters. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, weight loss. Next number is pain due to bony metastasis. Next number is history of neuropathy. Next number is diabetes on metformin. Next number, anxiety on Remeron, doing well. Next number is recent history of urinary tract infection and prostate infection on Sceptra DS. Next number is prednisone for his urologist. Next number is chronic diarrhea. Next number, weight loss significant. Next number is protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next number, we'll discuss patient's care with his urologist regarding his needs for further treatment in the future regarding any hospice or palliative care. But once again, he's not a candidate since he's undergoing active treatment at this time. Put that again in big letters. Thank you.